Chapter 1. Drew Kipling took a deep breath of the chilly morning air. He loved the early winter days in his mountain home. The day was not quite cold enough to see his breath, but instead was crisp and clear with a slight breeze, the sky a brilliant blue, as it often was at this altitude.
He was happy to walk past his extended cab truck to the barn where his horse waited.
He had the next 2 days off, and the first thing he was going to do was go out on his horse for an hour or four. He'd been working for 10 straight days. They'd been shorthanded due to the damn flu. Nearly everyone in the Spirit Lake Sheriff's Department had contracted it on the same day, when they'd found a hiker half out of his mind from fever, walking around on the edge of the lake. The guy was a huge mountain of a man and had put up a fight. The sheriff was forced to call in reinforcements to get the guy subdued. All the men piled into 2 patrol vehicles to accompany the tourist to make sure they got to the urgent care, which was just about 40 minutes away. They would be able to muscle him inside. The doc had listened to the tale, taken a look at the hiker, and told the rest of them they were contaminated and to go straight home. He didn't want them starting an epidemic. That was the last time he'd had a day off. He and one of the other guys on the night shift had missed the flu party since they'd missed the call for help. They'd discussed calling in a couple of officers from one of the neighboring towns, but they decided not to when they heard several of those towns were shorthanded too. Instead, the two of them had been working 12-hour days for 10 damn days, while the rest of the crew hit their beds. At least now, everyone was on the mend and were no longer deemed contagious. So he'd gotten to sleep late this morning and was now going to take his horse on a long ride across the family ranch. When he entered the barn, his horse shook his head to let Drew know it was about time he'd shown up. Drew quickly saddled the animal, and they headed out into the sunshine. The Colorado Rockies loomed in the distance as he rode across the acres his family owned. The cattle were in the southern field, so he headed north. He didn't mind working the herd on his day off, but he needed some time to chill first. A ride up into the National Forest would be just what the doctor ordered. He had his ever-present badge and pistol in his saddlebag, along with a first aid kit and some lunch. One of the rifles that the whole family carried with them when they were out was strapped to the saddle. Early winter could pose problems for animals not having their readily available food source. They'd had a couple of snowfalls, but not enough to send the animals into hibernation. The snow up at the higher elevations made the evergreens stand out in stark contrast. God, he loved this time of year. Cold, crisp, and gorgeous. The air was clean and pure. He filled his lungs with it as he gloried in the day. As he rode nearer to the National Forest at the top of the ranch, there was something down on the ground, so he spurred his horse into a run to check it out. When he got closer, he realized it was a person, a woman. Blood covered the ground and her hair. He quickly got off his horse and dropped the reins on the ground to signal his horse to stay put. Grabbing the saddlebag which had the first aid kit, he rushed over to the woman.
She wasn't dressed for the weather, wearing only a thin pair of slacks and what used to be a silk shirt,
but now was in tatters. No coat, no shoes. Her long brown hair was a tangled mess with twigs and dirt and blood matting it. What in the hell was going on? Miss, are you all right? She groaned and tried to open her eyes.
Head hurts.
He knelt down beside her, keeping his weapon behind him and the first aid kit by his side. He pushed the hair back on her forehead and saw the gash that had been causing the bleeding. It wasn't deep, but head wounds always bled like a mother.
You've got a small cut on your forehead.
She groaned, still not opening her eyes.
No. Hurts in back.
He rolled her slightly and found a knot on the back of her head, easily the size of a baseball.
Oh yeah, you've got a knot.
She shivered, so he pulled off his coat to wrap around her. He needed to get her somewhere warm. Her skin was cold to the touch, and she'd lost blood. He'd wondered how long she'd been out in the cold. At this altitude and with the breeze, it wouldn't take long for her to get hypothermia. Drew weighed the cold against her head injury, and the cold won. They were a long way from the house. He'd been riding close to an hour,